For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Kelly Grant Stump, Cindy Burgess Gerson, Jess Sand, Kelly Barlow, and Christy Dougherty. We love you girls! Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on Ye Olde Braves. You know who it is, it's Ronnie Carum. I'm from the Rose Pricks Bachelor in Paradise podcast, and here I am with my little bestie, handsome, charming, hilarious Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banta Blender. Hello, Ben.
Oh, hi, Ronnie. We made it to Friday.
Babe, we have made it to Friday, and we have one of the craziest shows on Bravo to talk about. I'm so excited. The Real Housewives of Eklund.
Oh my God, I love this show. I hope people are watching it. Are people watching it? I hope people are watching it.
I think people are generally confused by how Bravo does their scheduling, because it's on Saturday afternoon and they're like, why? Like, they don't, no one watches Bravo on Saturday. It's like this and Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's a shame. I don't know why Bravo does this. They've got other holes in their schedule to fill. Why don't they just put it primetime so people can see it?
Yeah. The slow and the curious. Fast and the Furious. But damn it, I love it.
I don't know. Fast and the Furious may be a good descriptor for Leah, the French PA, and her questionable driving skills. She's like, oh, I got into a driving race and I crashed.
I do not understand the car. And then there are signs.
It's like, oh my God.
Je ne sais le driving. So
I noticed in the opening credits this week that the Michelle, the model housewife, she's like, I'm a model housewife, or whatever she says. I'm like, you're a model. You're on a runway taking a selfie.
Yeah.
Model in Auckland.
Yeah, exactly.
So do you want to just jump right into it? Do you have anything you want to start off with?
Buy tickets to our live show in LA. Jeff Lewis.
Holler. Yeah.
Watchwhatcrappens.com for ticket links.
Yes. So we open at St. Helier's, whatever that is. And it's Angela walking with, you know, their version of Ugly Betty, adorable Leah.
Ugly Betty, yes.
And we're going to go hair shopping today because it's very important. My home needs a fabulous walk-in wardrobe.
Leah, my French PA, and I, we're going to go hair shopping. I'm like, you don't have to keep reminding us that she's a French PA. You can just say you're PA. She's French.
Oh, I have a fabulous apartment in Auckland, and my family home is in Christchurch.
She says Christchurch.
Looking for a family home in a really lovely neighborhood. Indoor, outdoor flow. Do you have this in France, Leah? Indoors and outdoors?
She's like, yeah, we invented it. Have you ever seen a chateau, bitch?
Outside? Yes.
Yes.
Leah just nods and smiles like, oh, don't hit me. Please don't hit me.
Le croissant. So, yeah. So they're looking around this giant house. Leah is terrified. It's like Leah's never even seen a house before. She's just been let out of her box. She's like, oh, le ceiling so high.
So, and Angela, she's like, well, one thing my house needs is a bath.
Look at this bath, Leah. You can always find me in the bath.
And then the agent's like, hold on, me calls. Am I right? That'll be you in the bath.
And if you ever get tired of walking up all these stairs, you can always take the lift. This house comes with a lift. You're like, oh, Leah, my French PA would love to get in the lift. Leah, get in the lift. Get in the lift.
Leah, I think you should try and get in the lift. And Leah's like, lift, Left, Leah. No, no, don't turn left, Leah. Come back, Leah.
So they put Leah in this tiny elevator, and they send it up, and Leah's like, Angela. She doesn't understand the concept of an elevator.
It's like it's slowly filling with water.
Angela.
And then Angela. They cut to Angela going, Leah, where's Leah?
I am wanting to leave. She's like, I'm wanting to leave now. Leah became a little bit disoriented in the left.
Disorientated. She got a bit disorientated in the tiny elevator.
I told her, it's coming down. It's coming down. Then they cut to her going, it's coming down. It's coming down.
It is a little bit of a terrifying elevator. I don't trust elevators in homes.
I don't either. You know? They're little and tiny, and they have doors, regular doors. It doesn't feel right. I don't like it.
It doesn't feel right. It's like, I'm surprised that Vicky got into Kelly Dodd's elevator last season. What were you thinking getting into a Kelly Dodd elevator of all elevators?
You're no kidding. Then so Angela proves that she still knows nothing about fashion or design at all. They're in this like super modern house, and she's like, I love this Mediterranean European kind of feeling.
It's very Mies van der Rohe meets, you know, neoclassical modernist brutalist Bauhaus with a touch of Egyptian. And I like that.
Clean lines, iron roosters, glitter.
I like that a lot of the rooms have four walls.
Hold me coals, am I right? I think you already said that, dear. Where's Leah? Leah?
I'm looking for a property somewhere in the Sevens. Sevens? Sevens? I guess in the Sevens? Like, you can't even afford something in the Ones. Stop fronting.
You are just going to every open house on the street. You are here for Leah cookies. You're here to feed your assistant free cookies in open houses. Stop lying.
Exactly. You just wanted to see what would happen if you put Leah in a tiny box.
Yes. You just need to emotionally abuse Leah on national TV and think you're getting away with something. We are on to you, lady.
So then Michelle calls, and I love how formal they are with each other. You can see how angry they are because Angela's like, hi, this is Angela. And Michelle's like, hi, this is Michelle Blanchard.
I'd like to catch up. Would you like to grab coffee at Chico's?
I thought only in this town would they go to Chico's to drink coffee. It's like when they had a formal lunch party or whatever in the Crate and Barrel in wherever they were before. Melbourne.
I was really hoping we could get some tea at Dillard's.
Pretty much.
Have you ever heard of the Bobo at Bed Bath & Beyond?
Bed Bath & Beyond Bobo?
So she goes,
well, I'd like to give Michelle a chance because she just might want to make amends. I'll have Leah email your assistant, and then your assistant can email Leah. If Leah is not scared after being in that terrifying experience of the elevator, she'll email you back.
And Leah's like, click, 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 I'm emailing.
Yeah. Leah's just nodding furiously like, do I get my biscuit now?
She's clicking on her iPhone. So funny.
She's just writing, bonjour, 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 bonjour.
Leah is so excited. She doesn't know what's happened, but she's like, oh, this is wonderful.
Clafoutie. So then we cut to Louise. And for some reason, I like lost it when she just announces, I'm doing an acting workshop. Because I'm an actor. This week, I'm going to teach people how to act effectively in a Tylenol commercial. Do you have a headache? Do this. You have to put your hands on your temple. Can't put your hands above it or below it. Hands on the temple. That way you know you need some pain relief.
Do you understand what I'm saying right now? You'd understand if you'd had an acting class.
Listen, we're not here to do a new print commercial. We're not here to do an advert commercial. We're here to do Tylenol, right? There's the big leagues.
And Julia and Michelle are coming with her. And Julia, with her tight Joker smile,
I'm a bit burnt about the gold digger comment.
Which she's starting. She started herself.
She started because she was the one who started talking about Gilda being a gold digger. And then Anne was like, did you say gold digger? And then Julia was like, Anne said gold digger. And then they all start talking about gold diggers. And then they're at the vampire spa. And she's like, would you believe that? I mean, did you guys think that I was a gold digger? And they go, yes. Ha 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 ha. And now she's like, I can't believe they think I'm gold diggers. You started this whole shit.
And Michelle's like, oh, I've done acting workshops before. I'm like, yes, we know, Michelle. I'm sure you have, honey.
Julia's so, like, I'm still feeling a little bit bruised by the gold digger comment. I'm like, it's not the gold digger comment. It's the vampire treatment on your neck.
Yeah. And the teacher's like, squeeze your face. Squeeze your face. Squeeze it. Tension is the enemy. I'm like, they can't squeeze their face. They cost a lot of money. They made a lot of money to not be able to squeeze their faces.
And then really the most effective synopsis of any Real Housewives episode ever happened. They go, me, you, me, you, me, you,
you,
me,
you,
me,
me, you, acting.
I'm Julie. Julie is like,
I was impressed with myself.
Yeah, you did great with that you, me, you thing.
Red leather, yellow line. Line, leather. Red leather, yellow leather.
And Julia kept trying to get these little barbs out at Louise. But Louise doesn't give a fuck, okay? She told you, she laughed about you being a gold digger. She's over it. She invited you to acting class. Like, what more do you want from the woman? So she, when they're doing some exercise, Julia goes, did your boobs move? And Louise goes, you'll keep, love. You'll keep.
Damn. I love when she turns into, like, an extra from Pirates of the Caribbean. You'll keep, love.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't even know what that means. But it sounds so bitchy and mean, and I love it. And she's like, I'm not worried about the competition. They're not actors.
Some of them have never been in an Allegra commercial before.
Then they had to imitate each other. This shit-stirring acting coach, I love it.
Yeah.
By the way, men, stop getting this shit done to your face. It doesn't look right on a man. A woman can come in looking like a blow-up doll. It doesn't freak me out. But this man, all he had was his eyes cut open wider. And it just made him look like, it's scary. Don't do that.
I didn't notice, but he had them all do accents. So Louise does a Gilda accent, and she's like, I'm Gilda driving in a Rolls Royce. I'm wealthy. And Julia was like, that is so rude. Typical Louise being so mean. I'm like, she didn't do anything. She just made a joke about a Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
She's a good actress. She has Gilda thinking she's her friend.
Like, ooh. And... So then Julia gets to do Louise, and she's like, I believe I should be telling people what I should be doing. When I have a few drinks, I get really low.
And Louise basically isn't falling for it. They're all just sort of laughing. And so Julia's getting more and more frustrated. So she's just getting nastier and nastier until finally she goes, actually, I'm a backstabbing bitch. I was like, whoa, Julia, going a little too far with the method acting there.
Awkward, Michelle. So Julia is talking about people with money. Oh, so she starts fighting with Louise. Well, she starts trying to fight with Louise
about the gold digger comment.
Yes, and she's saying, you know, you're acting like money and privilege, you know, is everything, and yours is better because you were born with yours and you deserve to be here. And if you got your money through marriage, it's not as good. And Louise goes, you've got that right.
And then she's like, well, you better back off it because you're going to get other people thinking you're a stuck-up bitch. And Louise goes, well, I don't give a shit.
She's easy to wind up. Creak. Creak. Creak.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
I'm sorry. Older money is better. It's not milk.
Money is like wine. It ages well. So,
so the teacher's like, group hug.
They're like, do you mind not being part of it? You're very sweaty right now, and you've been doing nothing.
And your eyes are closed.
Yeah. So now they do the group hug, and now they're putting on their shoes or whatever. And Louise, as much as she wants to act like she doesn't care, it got a little bit under her skin because she's like, So is that what you were saying? Is that my voice gets low? I get a low voice when I get drunk. Is that what you're trying to say? And Julie's like, well, you boss everyone around.
She goes, no, I don't. You have a thing about me. She goes, you need to understand the way that you come across. She goes, why? It's the way I come across.
So they are now on bad terms for the moment. And Louise leaves. And Julia's like, well, I was going to invite everyone up for the weekend. But now I'm not sure if I'm going to invite Louise anymore. We'll have to see about that.
Louise would be so uncomfortable in your new ass cabin anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what are these new pipes? Don't trust them. Bottled water.
So then Michelle and Angela now meet up to clear the air. And, you know, at first they're being sort of nice. Michelle's like, it was so wonderful to see you have your hair down at the party. I never thought I'd see you dance.
Angela's like, what'd she say?
She's like, well, I've been a dancer all my life. Maybe you saw me with Misty Copeland. We were ballet dancers together at the New York Ballet.
Years. I've been dancing for years.
Years.
But then she goes, the ladies fell off again, didn't they? You remember when you started that whole you stole my look thing? Why would you compare Julia and I? That's comparing a woman to another woman. And Michelle goes, because you were wearing the same thing. It was quite natural.
I did nothing wrong.
What kind of woman compares one woman to another woman? That makes you a lesser woman than me.
I did miss this part when Angela goes, what about that part where you told me to hook my stomach in? And then they show a clip and Michelle's like, darling, you're in a cat seat. You might want to hold your stomach in.
And then Michelle's, her defense was, oh, it was just a comment.
What kind of woman makes that comment? And then Michelle goes, what kind of woman would do what you did?
And then they're like, okay, let's talk about Gilda now. Yeah. Now that we settled that.
Just apologize to Gilda. You know, you need to bring her a lot of flowers and say, I'm sorry. And Angela just keeps going, sure.
Yes.
I will do it, sure. Michelle's like, shall we shake on it?
They're like, okay. I was like, I feel like you guys were fighting, and then suddenly you stopped fighting. I don't understand what happened here.
They just forgot what they were doing. Like, yeah. They don't even really have anything. They need other people to bounce off of. And also, Angela will never just be truthful, you know? She's just like, yes, well, I'm a ballet dancer for 97 years.
Well, after I retired from my professional tennis career, I decided to go into ballet. I did that for years and years and years and years.
So Angela is wearing this big fur hat in the next scene, walking with Leah, and it was down hilarious. And she's like holding her arm in arm. And Leah's she's like rubbing her head up against Angela's shoulder like a cat.
And Angela's like, well, Leah had a slight accident this morning, and she's a little sad about it. I'm like, did she shit her pants? What happened?
I know, I thought so too. I was like, this bitch will make her walk around with poopy pants all day, just to make her, you know, realize what a naughty girl she is, or whatever.
Apparently in France, they're not potty trained, who'd have thought? But it actually turns out it was a car accident.
Oh, she's very upset, so I've arranged for her to meet with Anne.
Which makes no sense. And Anne's like, I have a natural affinity for French people. Big hairy pussies.
I love France.
Champagne is in France, and I have a house in the south of France, so it works.
I only pronounce the word nice like niece. So they all meet at this like little coffee shop, and Angela's like, Leah has been in a car accident this morning in the VW Golf. It's very sad, it's a small family car. And Leah's like, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. And she's like, I'm not mad. Don't worry, can't you tell by my smile? I'm not mad at all.
I'm not mad. I want you to know everything's okay. We're going to take your left foot.
right there. Do you know what that means? They do that in France. Like, please, madame, please.
And Anne's like, I was shocked. I was shocked that Angela's driving around in a car. Of course she crashed. She doesn't even know what the language is. There's all these signs around. Girl doesn't know what she's doing. What an asshole.
I don't know where that laugh came from, but I'm getting on board.
You'll notice it next time. She does it after everything she says. She's like,
yeah, well, I didn't like that very much.
She also does, yes. So she starts talking in French and she starts asking, you know, Leah to make sure everything's okay, asking her about her life. She becomes basically like the French Ianla, Frianla. Yes.
She's like, she can't hear what I'm saying now, this crazy bitch. Does she always smile like that? Is she like that when she wakes up? Is it really two people, one standing on each other's shoulder with just a moo-moo over them? Do they beat you?
Show me on the croissant where Angela beat you.
And Angela, meanwhile, is like, it was lovely hearing them speak in French.
They're so wonderful. I wish I could speak in French. So then Anne's like, all right, I'm going to teach you a phrase in French. And she goes, voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? And of course, it goes right over Angela's head. She's like, say that again. Okay, say that. That was amazing what you just said. Do that again. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? You're kind of ruining the joke. One more time. It's just so amazing to hear these words. It's a joke, Angela.
The conversation she was having with Leah was so funny because she's like, I don't want her to be taken advantage of. Is it hard working for a monster? And Leah's like,
it could be stressful at work. I'm only 21. I'm still little.
And she's like, I think Angela's milking the situation. She's having her picking up a dry cleaning, getting milk, all that kind of stuff. She's not getting Starling in full, I'll tell you that. So then when Angela says...
So she does pay me in extra books. Signed copies of her books.
She hits me in the back of the head. It feels so good. It is how she loves.
So Angela's like, what have you guys been talking about? And Anne's just blunt. She's so blunt. I love it.
I told her I hope Angela's not taking advantage of you with this free intern business.
And then she tells us, I'd love if she worked for me. She'd be so cute with the champagne.
You know, voulez-vous boire du champagne, n'est-ce pas? Ça va bien? Et toi?
It'll give the gardener butler someone to chase around, that's for sure.
Keep it the jardinier.
So over at Gilda's house, she tells the kid, she's like, I would like to get some oranges. Here is a knife.
Don't cut without a dot. I have chef. He's very good chef. He can deal with my complicated palate.
I'm like, the strippers are always the ones who develop the most complicated palate. Like, I earned this. Do you know what my palate had to go through to get this chef?
She like brings up an artist palette. Like, no, it's not that sort of palette, Gilda.
No more salty.
So Michelle comes over and she's like, give me that blowtorch. Look at that. A blowtorch he's using. God, this is crazy, you're rich.
What a crazy, crazy cuisine you have here, Gilda.
Oh, I have to tell you about acting class. I was wearing a black Barbie t-shirt. Stole the show.
For real? For real?
Louise says she's going to put me in a next Tylenol commercial. Can you believe it? I don't know why I'm obsessed with Louise being in a Tylenol commercial. That's like out of my own brain, by the way. For people being like, was Louise in a Tylenol commercial? She wasn't. But you know she's the exact sort of person who gets cast in a Tylenol commercial, right?
Just or rubbing she would her be... temple with two fingers.
Yeah, or she'd be like in a Lunesta. Basically any commercial that has disclaimers in it, she'd be like, oh, I used to have allergies every single time I walked out the door. But now that I have whatever, what's the name of the big allergy medicine? Benadryl. I feel better than ever before.
My husband constantly has a heart on now. Feels great. Like all the drug commercials.
You never know when the time's going to hit. So rather than schedule for it, just be in it. Here, I'm getting into a hot tub with my Cialis husband.
Calgon, take the Lunesta away.
Now I have my life back and my gardening skills.
So Michelle is telling her about the acting class, and Gilda does not care. And I love this about Gilda. She's like, why are you even in my house? Like, she looks at the cameras like, what? She goes, oh, I've never seen Julia lose it before.
For real?
It was super full on. She called Louise a stuck-up bitch.
She goes, well, I didn't see... She goes, I didn't see it coming.
And then Michelle's like, so Julia's inviting all the married people up to a... up to a vineyard. You're not upset, are you? You're not upset that you're not invited? And Gilda's like, frankly, I don't want to be invited. I mean, really? She's like, she does not even care.
Well, also,
I just want my bonbons.
Also, that didn't get a reaction out of you. So here, I had coffee at Chibo with you know who. Angela. Because Gilda's never like, who? With you know who. Who? Angela.
Are you serious?
If you want to name who, say nothing. Great. It was with Angela.
Are you serious? You managed to speak with her?
I don't know. Every time I walk away, I don't even know if she heard me. She said Chibo about 5 times.
So afterwards, I cut the brakes in her car and hoped she'd get into an accident. I guess I got the PA instead.
What's the point?
Why?
This is Gilda. She's like, what is the point of this? Sometimes oil and water don't mix.
Like pretty much every time.
Yeah.
So then at that time, then Angela calls Gilda. And she's like, I'm calling because I want to clear the ear.
I've never seen someone hold their phone so disdainfully as Gilda.
Surprised she just didn't throw it out afterwards.
Yeah, it's like sideways and away from her. She's like, her face is to the side. She's like, oh, hi, Angela. And Angela's like, well, I hope we can get together to apologize. Or have my PA talk to your PA.
I don't have a PA. So have your tortured little kidnapped soul import call me.
Let her out of the elevator and have her email me.
I don't believe in apologies. I believe in corrected behavior.
Okay, thank you, Angela. Bye.
Here is a collar. You wear it. When you are wrong, I hit a button and it goes buzz. And you jump a little. We are going to correct your yapping.
And now we go back to Angela and Leah. They're off to see the car. And Angela is like, oh, I'm going to cry. It makes me so sad. This is my favorite little car that used to drive my family around all over Kushrush. Oh, I'm so sad. No, I'm not mad at you, Leah. Don't worry. I'm not mad at you all at all. You're just going to get 40 lashings tonight, but it'd be totally coincidental. It has nothing to do with the car.
I'm not mad. I'm hurt. It's so sad to see your little car destroyed after all it did for your children. All of your children.
Oh, it didn't really look that destroyed, by the way. It looked like it just needed to have the fender replaced and, you know, some body work done. And she's like, I guess we have to go buy a new car now. I'm like, no, get some body work done.
She's abusive. That is like a $10 zip car, bitch.
Yeah. I'm so sad to see this 1997 Volkswagen Passat have a dent in it. What a terrible tragedy to the Volkswagen Corporation.
Well, now I'm the one crying. But you're the one who has to get back in it. How do you feel, Leah? And Leah's like, no.
You're going to drive now, Leah. You're going to drive all day and all night. You're going to conquer your fears. No, I don't want to. You're going to drive.
You're going to drive.
Lift, Leah. Lift. No!
Do you want to drive down the street or get back in the elevator? No!
Don't you cry. You'll make me cry. We're going to get you some driving lessons and start again. No!
So why didn't she have driving lessons to begin with? This is so Angela. Like, just get in the car and press the gas. Good luck, French lady.
Yeah. In my old car that's been around for 20 years. That's broken down anyway.
Yeah, because I'm about to buy a $7 million house. Lies. Yeah.
So let's go over to Julia and her husband. She's polishing glasses, getting ready for this big couple's weekend. And she breaks one. And she's like, oh, I'm still pissed off from yesterday.
He's like, don't worry, I'll take it out of the children's allowance.
I'm steaming mad.
I'm steaming mad. I have to prove myself to Louise. I have to prove myself. I'm as good as you. She's standing there in judgment.
And now she's just freaking out, nervous, like pacing around with the glass. And the husband's like, darling, she's just winding you up.
Oh, so you'll be okay? I feel hopeless. I can't do anything to prove I'm as good as her.
She's not winding me up. I'm just breaking the glasses because I want to.
Yeah, he's like, it doesn't need to be that big of a deal. She's teasing you, darling. She's not judging you. And she's like, yes, you're correct. Thank you. You're right. We have a house, and I'll show her this house, and then she'll know. I hear she has a spot on the beach, but this is a house.
Hey, Julia, you have to relax. You honestly have to calm down about the stupid gold digger thing. Did you not hear them laugh after they said, yes, calm down?
Meanwhile, everybody's done it. It's like, that's why they're laughing about it. It's not really that big of a deal.
Yeah. Exactly.
Are you going to really try and convince us that you fell in love with your guy because he knows how to make good popcorn? I mean, you're married to like 80-year-old Dick Cheney. Basically.
So then we see Anne and her husband driving along out into the countryside, and they have a very, you know, they I would love to hear all their conversations because they're so bland and yet so entertaining to me. She's like, well, Michelle Blanchard is coming, and she doesn't come from any monetary background, but she and her husband have been together married for 17 years.
You know her, the black lady. And Julia's been married, but, you know, when you get money, it's hard to let that go. And, you know, I had lots of boyfriends I paid for, whatever. You know, I guess that's what the men felt like, but it's more appropriate for the man to pay, don't you think?
It's like, oh, yes, dear, yes, darling, yes, ha-ha.
And Michelle's in her car with her husband, and she's like, I went to an acting workshop, and I hear I'm in the running for a part in a corn oil commercial now.
He's like, ugh, God, I'm already bored.
But so, how do the ladies feel?
God, just shoot me in the face. I don't give a shit, darling. So Julia is standing there with her husband, waiting for somebody to show up, kind of pacing in place in this terrible fur.
Yeah.
And Michelle arrives in a terrible fur, because that's the show we're in.
Yes, furs.
And then they show some creepy, like, demon statue. Like, this dead, rusted demon statue that was so creepy. It's like the beginning of a Housewives horror movie. It's like,
oh, let's see who's better than me by the end of this weekend.
How dare you talk about Anne that way?
Anne would be the best one in the horror movie. She'd be like,
oh, good, he's inside the house. Come on, come out. Come out. If you kill me, I've already dedicated myself to a box. Right.
All right, well, I'm not going down into the basement, even though there are noises down there. Where's the gardener / plumber? Okay, you go down there. I'll give you a bottle of champagne when you come out. Hello? Did you come out? Yes. Yes, is there a monster down there? Yes. There's a monster down there. I'm just going to feed him some pork chops.
So Michelle starts with some low-grade shade. I don't believe you can be an animal activist and wear fur. I'll take every single one.
Yeah, because Anne's in her full mink.
She's like, don't worry, it's not pussy.
And then Julia starts telling Anne about the acting workshop that they went to, and she starts going about, you know, Louise is bossy, and I don't like a gold digger comment. And she's just working herself up into a tizzy.
Yeah, and Anne's just like,
yeah, she's bossy, and she says it. It's fun, darling.
So what then else? They basically want to corner Anne about the gold digger thing she said about Gilda, which was basically teased out of her by Julia. And Anne's like, well, yes, when I first met her 16 years ago, I thought she was a bloody gold digger. But, and then they're like, oh, you said it again. You said it again. She's like, I changed my mind. It's fine. She's like, what person, like what girl is going to like marry someone 46 years older? You know, yeah. Of course I'm going to think she's a gold digger.
Why would any woman of 25 years marry some old stinky man?
And all
it's
the husbands
natural,
are
darling.
And as the women are like bickering, all the husbands are just standing there laughing. Like, look at our little trophy wives.
And Michelle goes, I hate women that blame other women for marrying men for money. And then her husband goes, well, honey, you married me for a dollar. She goes, no, I married you because you've got a big dick. And then they all start laughing. And then Anne goes, can you imagine saying something like that in front of people? Money can buy you lots of things, but it can't buy you class. No ha.
That reminds me, when is my Luann Money Can't Buy You Class tote bag that I bought going to arrive? It's been like 2 weeks.
I would appreciate a few weeks. You know what happened to me. I'm not married. Be considerate.
Would you believe it? He wants a tote bag. Well, me, I'm getting divorced. I'm just trying to get my countess name back.
I'm still trying to get my charcuterie board back.
I'm still trying to break into Tom's house so I can shatter his Tommy's cookie jar.
So GarageBand violins play and... Angela and Gilda meet up for lunch. Oh, yeah.
Is it Chibo? No one knows. I'm assuming not because Angela doesn't say Chibo 20 times.
It gets off to a really wonderful, on a wonderful foot because Angela rises, presumably to give Gilda a hug, and Gilda just looks at her like, what is this? And sits down.
Yeah, because remember when they first met, she's like, he didn't even stand up for me. And that's what any normal person would do. She's like, why would I stand? So she stands like, see, I'm standing. And she's like, I don't care.
And then Angela's like, what I really want you to be here for is I want to clear the air. And, you know, I want to make sure everything's good. And then Gilda's like, well, I'm all ears. So Angela's like, all right, well, the other night, I didn't mean to hurt you.
You think you hurt me? You think you hurt me? Well, I don't even know who you are.
Clearly you were upset with me. And then Gilda goes, every time I see her, she walks out. I'm hoping she'll walk out.
So they have some back and forth, and Gilda basically says that Angela's very rehearsed in everything she says. She's like a robot, etc. And she just keeps saying that Angela's fake, which Angela is incapable of processing.
Yes, because she's so fucking fake. And she's like, she's calling me fake? Has she looked in the mirror? I'm not fake. Holy Moses, this is me. This is me. Look at this smile. It's my smile. Look at it. Stop being so judgmental of me. I'm actually a real good person. I'm not fake.
And Gilda just stares at her like, get the fuck out of my face. And in the middle of her saying how she's a really good person and not fake, she goes, in fact, I'm writing a book right now about how to be real. I'm looking forward to giving you girls all a copy.
I wouldn't want to read that.
And then Angela goes, well, you might learn something. And she goes, drop the face. This is my face. This is my face. And that's your face.
And it's not going away. Gilda's like, please let it go away.
She goes, you know nothing about me, and I don't know nothing about you. She goes, because all you talk about is selling yourself. Well, aren't you selling yourself? And she goes, no, I'm not interested in fame. And she goes, well, I'm a brand.
Well, then Gilda says Angela's preoccupied with selling her work. And Angela's like, well, what's wrong with that? She's like, who tells someone they should talk what they should talk about and what they shouldn't talk about? I'm like, you realize you are publishing a book about how to be real. You're giving people advice on how they should act.
You're also comparing women to other women.
Yeah. So then when she says I'm a brand, yes. Yeah. When she says I'm a brand, that's when Gilda's like, I don't want to be friends with brands. I want to be friends with the people behind the brand. And then just like, I don't get that.
It's like trying to talk to a Fig Newton.
Except not as articulate.
She goes, the truth is we are so different, we could never be friends. Next time, leave your brand at home and bring the real Angela Stone to the table.
It's like, great, good, well, wasn't that fun? And then she just starts swiping her phone.
Will the real Angela Stone please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up. I'm Slim Gilda, the real Slim Gilda. All you other Slim Gildas are all imitators. Would the real Slim Gilda please stand up? It's me, I'm standing.
Now, Slim Gilda, there's a brand.
Have you thought about doing a book about how to be the real Slim Gilda?
Shut of it, Nilla Wafer.
So back in
nah, the... Nah, 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 nah. Nah, 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 nah. Yeah, I'm tired of this song already.
So back at the party, Julie is like terrified that Louise isn't going to come so she can be mean to her.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, Louise is going to come? And then the car shows up and it's one of those cars like, and the doors come up.
Yeah, I hate those BMWs with their like little blue highlights. It looks like it's from the movie AI.
I love it because I love that Louise knows it's fucking stupid and she's just doing it to piss them off. It's like, let's bring the door, let's bring the car with the doors that fly upwards.
So they get out and she says hello to everybody. Hello, 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 hello. And then Julia's like, I wonder if she'll say hello to me. She's like, hello, Julia. And then Julia's like, oh, she just carries on as if nothing happened. I'm like, you know what? Shut the fuck up. I hate when people say that, you know? Because if she was cold to you and was weird and kissed you hello, you'd be like, oh, well, she's not even giving me a hello. So you can't have it both ways, okay?
Well, look at her politely acknowledging me.
look at her having proper manners. How rude.
Louise goes, so acting class, eh? And Anne's like, I want to come next time. Ha ha!
All the world's a stage, and all the men and women are merely pussies.
Let's not do a murder scene.
Murder, she wrote. Murder, she wrote.
So she says, look, we've already had the fight in the acting class. She said it, she felt it. Let's just move on. And so they Julia's like, would you like a tour of my money that is completely old, not new, and that I didn't fuck anybody for? And they're like, sure, all right, you know, whatever. So they go on. There's like a little tiny organ. And she's like,
no one looks at the organ except for me.
And then there's like a book of photography by like, I don't know, Mapplethorpe or something that has a lot of dicks out. And so they're like, oh, look at this. And they're like, oh, look how scandalized they are. I'm going to scandalize them even more. That's Julia saying it in my terrible Julia accent. So then Julia brings out like a bag of sex toys.
Basically like a bag of dildos.
She's like, darling, this is a cock ring. And Anne's like, do cocks get married?
I would have never heard of a cock ring before. I imagine it has something to do with a rooster.
She made me put my finger on it. What's the matter with her?
And Louise is like, oh, yes, it's flesh covered. Yes, fantastic.
Yeah, there's like a vibrator and Louise says, oh, look, it's going around in circles.
Oh, yeah, there was that pink vibrator and then there's like a butt attachment or something that's going in circles.
Yeah.
She's like, wow.
And Anne's like, I'm more of a traditionalist. You know, I believe that if you don't have it, then you're not going to get the wang dang doodle, if you know what I'm saying. Like, we don't know what you're saying.
And Julia's like, ah, she said wang dang doodle.
Well, this confirms my opinions on new money. It's so nouveau, low rent, and lacking in any class. The sex toys finished it all.
Like, when she's mad, she looks like she's sucking a Ricola angrily when she finishes the sentence.
She also looks like she just fired someone. You'll see your way out.
I said good day.
So they return.
Security.
They return to the men, and Louise is like, "We had a good powwow. Get it?" Everyone's like, "No,
no."
Wang bang doodle.
And Julia says, darling, I had to show them the toys. And everyone's like, he looks quite embarrassed because he was turning red. But then he's like rubbing her ass in front of everybody. Ugh. And she goes, I think he was secretly quite proud. I'm like, he's petting your ass like a fucking winning mare in front of his friends. Okay. He's not secretly anything.
Yeah, exactly. And then basically it all ends with Louise declaring that she's organizing a trip to Port Douglas, wherever that is. I'm sure it's lovely. And I guess we're already basically heading into the big vacation episodes of New Zealand.
These ladies are so dumb. I cannot wait to see what happens.
So good. If people are not watching this show, they really have to because it's it's like incredibly entertaining all episode long.
How dare she act like she's classier than me? I'm bringing out the bag of dildos.
It's like, oh my God.
Okay. Well, you know, that was it for Auckland. But you know what? It's Friday. You know what Friday means, Rondel?
The day before is Thursday. Thursday, Thursday.
Day after Thursday. Let's grab his mailbag. Crappin's mailbag.
I'm too stupid to remember the lyrics to Friday. I mean, come on.
You said it was the day before Thursday, and I got concerned. Oh my God, I better play that music. Let's just let's move this along. Otherwise, you know, his brain's gonna melt fully.
Yeah, my brain's leaking out of my ears.
Crappin's mailbag is when people can write in comments and questions to the podcast, and we answer. You go to patreon.com/watchforcrappins, and you support the podcast at the Crappin's mailbag level or above, and you can do it. Yay! So, this week, hey, let's hear from Sharon, okay? Sharon, I'm speaking my New York accent, aka my native accent. Sharon says, love the voices that you do. You guys bring me so much happiness and joy. Here's my question/request. I love thinking about who in the Bravo universe would be the most unlikely pairings. For example, I would love a conversation between Craig from Southern Charm and Carol from New York. They have nothing in common, and I believe they'd be hilarious. Who else would you like to see have a meetup in real life or on TV? P.S. I tell everyone I meet to subscribe to Crappins. The world would be a better place if everyone spent some time each day with you both. Sharon.
Oh, thank you, Sharon.
So sweet and above and beyond, and you are totally wrong. The world would be a much more terrible place if everyone listens to us.
Spreading misery wherever we go.
So what would a conversation be like between Craig and Carol? I can be Craig.
Okay, I'll be Carol.
Carol, did you get my new pillowcase I made for you?
Oh, I thought it was for baby.
Oh, what's a baby?
Well, there's baby, baby, baby. Oh, a cat just arrived. How did that happen?
Is that Gizmo? Gizmo, did you go to Carol's? Oh, no, Gizmo's here. Guys, don't worry. Gizmo's here.
I love the gremlins. Don't get water on him.
Why are you always telling me what to do? Like, I'm like working hard and I just feel like you don't respect me. It's like, I know how to use water, Carol.
I'm tired.
That is an awkward one. Let's do Gilda. Yeah. Let's do Gilda. Let's do Gilda and Peggy.
Okay.
Which one do you want to be? I like being both.
Okay, I'll be Peggy.
Okay.
What is this, Gilda?
What did you say?
I say, Gilda, what is this?
Is that your face? This doesn't look like real face.
What is this face?
Why are you talking to me like this?
You want a call like Santa Claus.
I will not stand.
Standing, you know, the horse is alive, you know.
Did you say coal?
Coal. Is that how you say it?
Oh, I got the coal.
You have a cold.
They're just basically the same.
They're just talking to each. You know what's funny, though, is that that conversation actually seemed like a real one. The one with Craig and Carol made no sense. But that one actually seemed like that's how that conversation would go.
You have coal? Coal.
Just repeating each other.
On Friday, my coal. Husband beat me.
She probably would say on Friday. Oh,
Gilda would probably be like, Gilda would laugh. Oh, one of my favorite jokes.
Thank you. That's what I say. You know what, Gilda? You need to be quiet now.
I told that joke on a Friday and I got all of the money.
They victimized her poor husband. What else is in that mailbag, man?
Okay, here's one from Sue Vlocky, who says, hi, boys. I laughed so hard when last season you described Bobby of Below Deck Med as a park ranger in search of a park.
Oh, my God.
The things that we say, I don't even remember that. So we, park ranger in search of a park. That concise description perfectly pigeonholed him for me. Can you help out with some one-liners for the other Below Deck Medcast? I can't get a grip on Adam, creepy perv, or heartbroken teenager. Lauren always seems surprised she's on a ship. Is she an idiot or purposely flying below the drama?
Lauren. I think that Lauren does not fly below the drama at all. She started a lot of it by going, by running headfirst into it and telling everybody everything. I think that just because no one wants to bone her or no one is being bossed around by her in any way, that they don't get mad at her, really.
I feel like Lauren is like one of those roller skating waitresses from like Sonic who can't get her roller skates off and has like now rolled into a bank and is like, can someone help me get my roller skates off? And they're like, what are you doing here? It's a bank. I don't know if that followed the mandate of a concise description that perfectly fits someone, but that's where my brain is at right now.
Lauren is like a dinner napkin being folded that doesn't know why it's being folded and thinks it's in control because it's folded properly, but someone else is really in charge, and at the end, it just gets a wad of snot in it and doesn't know why.
I feel like Adam is the local at the bar who has a cheesy line for Linda Fiorentino, and then she grabs him by the balls and shoves him up against the wall, and he's like, whoa, 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 chill.
Whoa, later, skater.
Like, I would like to see him go face-to-face with Linda Fiorentino. He's not going to win.
Oh my God. You guys, can we just put Bobby on a different show? I'd like to see how he would react on, like, Vanderpump Rules or something.
Not well. How about that?
Yeah, I don't think so either.
We have one last question in this mailbag, so let's just ask it, and then we can start a new mailbag next week. Ready? It's the last question from Hava Weber. Hava Weber. She says, hello, my chickens! Which of the current Real Housewives would you guys want to join? Then, which of any past cast would you think you would fit in best? P.S., I was unfortunately unable to come to the New York show last minute. It would be great if you guys could come to Philly and make this poor, tired mother of two, master's student who works with drug addicts all day, make her dreams come true. Because let's face it, the more live shows, the better. Okay?
Okay. So we'll what's try. The question?
you're like, what's the problem? We'll try to come to Philly someday.
Hell yeah, I want to come to Philadelphia.
Which of the current Real Housewives would you guys want to join? Which cast would you want to join? And then,
oh my gosh.
And which of the past casts do you think you would fit in the best?
If we were housewives, or do we have to be the gays?
I think anything. It's open-ended.
Okay, if I was a housewife, if I was like Rhonda, the housewife, I would love to be on Dallas just because I'm from Texas and love it. And also love the crazier people like Leanne. I think I'd be friends with her and that new Deandra girl who has mommy issues.
Mm-hmm.
Or Beverly Hills, because they really don't do anything that mean to each other anymore. They're all like very polite to each other in real life.
Yeah, I think I would want to be a gay on Beverly Hills because they actually have amazing parties. And I would like to go to one of those parties. I mean, I guess I would want to be like a gay in New York too and be taken to the Hamptons, except you have to deal with a lot more neuroses in New York, which would be entertaining but would get tiring after a while. So I think Beverly Hills would be the best of all worlds because you get to hang out and you get to see low-level celebrities, you know. So I think I would want to be a gay on Beverly Hills.
I wouldn't want to be a gay on any Bravo show.
Not even Beverly Hills?
No. I don't like how they treat their gays on there.
Oh, well,
they
no,
only
terrible.
Like, they only like those gays that are like, we love you, our yacht bitch! Like, paid gays or Mikey gays. Like, there's no just,
but
like,
we could break the mold. We could break the gay mold.
Okay.
But then we'd never be on TV. Bravo only allows gays on that perpetuate the most basic gay stereotypes.
But I do perpetuate a basic gay stereotype. It's just, like, not that one. I'm, like, the one who's like, bleh!
I perpetuate the gay stereotype of like a nasty look. I'm good for a nasty look.
I'm like a, you know, I'm like an old, I'm like, hey, you want to hear some Patti LuPone jokes?
All right. Well, let's close up this mailbag. It's over. We did it. We made it to the end of the week.
We love you. Happy weekend. We are going to have the best weekend this weekend because my bed has fresh sheets. My dog has a bath. My Kindle is full. And I'm ready to sleep.
I have to go to a baby shower.
Ew.
So I think my first ever. I know. I have managed to make it all these years of my life without ever having to go to a baby or a wedding shower. And unfortunately, the streak is ending.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
It's kind of fun, but it's like going to a daytime party with that alcoholic friend who just quit. And you're like, I'm just having a glass. And they're like, why am I friends with all of you? Like, you're way more fun when we're all drunk.
Yeah.
That's awkward.
I'm anticipating the worst, and I know everyone going, and they're all really cool people, but it's just baby showers?
You're going to love it. You get to play fun games like pin the tail on the baby donkey.
Nope. Do I want to go? Nope. Do I want to? Nope. Am I excited?
Nope. Am I excited?
No. You guys are obsessed with y'all. We will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.